Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Doing great, and you?
I'm okay, but I'm on new lines, so I don't know how to mute the thing. So,
give me. Okay. Okay, you want me to go ahead and start reading?
Yes, we'll do roll call later.
Afterwards?
Yes.
Okay, I'll be picking up reading in Exodus 4 while we await for others to join. Exodus 4, starting with 18. And this is when God had gave Moses command to go and let our people go. And it goes on to say, Moses returned home and talked it over with Jethro, his father-in-law. With your permission, Moses said, I will go back to Egypt and visit my relatives. I don't even know whether they are still alive. Go with my blessing, Jethro replied. Before Moses left Midian, Jehovah said to him, don't be afraid to return to Egypt, for all those who wanted to kill you are dead. So Moses took his wife and sons and put them on a donkey and returned to the land of Egypt, holding tightly to the rod of God. Jehovah told him, when you arrive back in Egypt, you are to go to Pharaoh and do the miracles I have shown you, but I will make him stubborn so that he will not let the people go. Then you are to tell him, Jehovah said, Israel is my oldest son, and I have commanded you to let him go away and worship me, but you have refused, and now see, I will slay your eldest son. As Moses and his family went traveling alone and had stopped for the night, Jehovah appeared to Moses and threatened to kill him. Then Zipporah, his wife, took a flint knife and cut off the foreskin of her young son, penis, and threw it against Moses' feet, remarking disgustedly, what a blood smear husband you turned out to be. Then God let him alone. Now Jehovah said to Aaron, go into the wilderness and meet Moses. So Aaron traveled to Mount Hor and the mountain of God and met Moses there, and they greeted each other warmly. Moses told Aaron what God had said they must do and what they were to say, and told him about the miracles they must do before Pharaoh. So Moses and Aaron returned to Egypt and summoned the elders of the people of Israel to a council meeting. Aaron told them what Jehovah had said to Moses, and Moses performed the miracles as they watched. Then the elders believed that God had sent them, and when they heard that Jehovah had visited them and had seen their sorrows and had decided to rescue them, they all rejoiced and bowed their heads and worshiped. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for the reading, Loretta. Okay, before we get started, let's just do a quick roll call. If I miss anyone, please let me know. I have Daniel.
Yeah,
Loretta.
Yes, amen.
Okay, Loretta. Mom and Pops Werner. Auntie Marie and Auntie Janet. Did I miss anyone?
Oh, okay.
Oh, you so funny.
Only right. That one.
Okay, and myself, Angela. Okay, Auntie Marie, we gave out schedules last week at the event, and I don't know if you got a copy of it, but I will definitely put one in the mail to you. But we're going to just follow along, and the program's a little bit different than before.
Just missing.
Let me get in here. Yes, ma'am.
I just miss.
Okay. All righty, so let's go ahead. Let me bless the line before we get started. Giving honor to God, my parents, and to each of you, Lord, surround us with your angels of protection to render powerless and harmless any evil spirit that tries to come into our presence. As written in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. John 4:23-24, but the hour come, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him in spirit and in truth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Okay. All righty. We will start off with our opening responsive reading, and Loretta and I will lead this one just to give you guys an example of how this responsive reading should flow. The title of our responsive reading is Forgetting Former Things. Ever-living Lord, you said, behold, I will create new heavens and a new earth.
The former things will not be remembered, nor will they come to mind.
Past troubles will be forgotten and hidden from our eyes.
We will surely forget our troubles, recalling it only as waters gone by.
We will not call to mind the former things or ponder things of the past.
O Lord, you will do something new. Now it will spring forth.
Amen.
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 Amen. Say that again.
Okay. The lesson today is going to be on the kingdom of God. And as I facilitate through this and go through each section, I will choose someone to read portions of the parables that are listed. More often than not, Jesus put his lessons in the form of parables, short stories that illustrate some moral or spiritual truth. Matthew 13:13-15, this is why I speak to them in parables. Though seeing, they do not see. Though hearing, they do not hear or understand. In them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. You will be ever hearing, but never understanding. You will be ever seeing, but never perceiving. For this people's heart has become callous. They hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn, and I would heal them. So, Pops, would you read A for us? Yes.
We forgot about amen.
Jesus tells a farmer planting the seed. We can visualize a farmer with a seed bag over his shoulder, grabbing a handful of seed and casting it out over the land. Some of the seed fell on fertile ground, but other seed fell in places where it could not grow well. The seed that fell on rocky or stony area represents those people who received the message of the kingdom of God with joy, but do not have the courage to discover. through trouble. Here, pressure, respect you. You see that fell among thorn represent those people who hear the message of the kingdom of God, but who let the word with our life in the lure of
will
be more important in their life. The seed that fell on good ground represent those people who hear the message of the kingdom of God, understand it, and put it into action.
Thank you, Pop, for that. Daniel, do you have a package?
I read something I had wanted to read, but that's all.
Well, we'll get
that's
to that
on the
later,
round
but,
tape.
Right, but do you have a package? Did you get a copy of the package?
Yeah, I got a package, but I don't have it in my hand right now.
Oh, okay, that's okay. Loretta, would you do B for us, please?
Okay, this is in the parable of the pearl. The reading is out of Matthew 13:45-46. Jesus compared the kingdom of God to a pearl because the kingdom, like a pearl, is of great value.
Amen, amen.
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 Auntie Janet, would you read C for us, please?
In the parable of the hidden treasure, Matthew 13:44, Jesus compared the kingdom of God to a treasure hidden in a field because the kingdom is worth more than all a man's possessions.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We had another caller join. Would you please announce yourself? Hello, we had a caller join.
Auntie Dot.
Oh, hi, Auntie Dot.
Hi.
Alrighty. Mother, would you do D for us, please?
Okay. In the parable of the wheat and the weeds, in Matthew 13:24-30 and 37-43, Jesus tells a story of a farmer who planted a wheat seed in the night and in the next day planted weeds. But the farmer said, no, let them grow together until the harvest. Do I read 1, 2, and 3?
Yeah, go ahead.
What is that? The farmer present Jesus. I don't know what something in the blank.
Those are the choices.
The blank don't mean anything, Mom.
How?
The blank doesn't mean anything.
The enemy represents the devil. The point of the parable of the mustard seed, like a tiny mustard seed that grows into a huge tree, the cake will also grow large. Jesus compared the kingdom of God to yeast or leaven. Like yeast and dough, the kingdom will grow from a tiny beginning to encompass the entire world.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Mother. I'm going to read the very last one. In the parable Dragnet in Matthew 13:47-50, Jesus tells of a fisherman who let down his net and caught all kinds of fish, good and bad. The bad fish represented the wicked.
Amen.
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 Okay. So we'll move on along in the agenda to the sick and shut in, and I'll turn it over to Loretta.
Okay, if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to watch over our family, friends, and loved ones, especially Daddy Werner, Miss Wanda, Auntie Marie, Miss Eveline, Tally, Calvin, Uncle Oliver, Dave, Uncle Champ, Mary Lowe, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Quentin, Lenny and family, Rico and family, Auntie Betty, Cheryl, DeMarcus, Malachi, Sidario, Vicki Hussman, Monique, Charles and Val, Angela Burns, Tony, Eddie Tipman, Janet Williams, Michael and Denise Moody, Jessica Smith, Rochelle Bessler, Ruth Edwards, Carlos and the Wells family, the Rossiter family, the Waters family, Mary Ann, Earlene, Valerie Crockett, the Norris family, LaTanya, Jerry and Terry, Jermaine, and anyone else that we're not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Heavenly Father, we ask that you give them the strength that they need to keep pressing forward. Father God, we call upon Jehovah Rapha for complete healing. Father God, we ask that they be covered in the blood of Jesus, for there is power in the blood. Father God, right now, we would like to thank you for the healing. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that, Loretta. Okay, we're going to go ahead and go ahead with our birthday for this week. We have August the 17th through August the 23rd. Okay, do we have any birthdays we would like to acknowledge?
Marilyn.
Okay. Also have Frida on the 17th.
Also,
We have Carrie. I'm sorry. We have Carrie, two grandkids, Pierre and Sage on the 16th. That was yesterday. I'm fine. Have Anna on the 20th. Are there any more? Okay. Auntie Dot, would you be willing to sing a happy birthday song for us? Auntie Dot?
Yes.
Would you be willing to sing a happy birthday song for us?
Oh, okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everyone. Happy birthday to you, and God bless you.
Amen, amen.
Amen. Happy birthday. Amen.
Awesome. Thank you for that. Okay, so now as we do our roundtable, we'll go by each one of you, and if you have anything that you would like to share what's on your heart, precious praises and testimonies, birthdays, graduations, wedding engagements, honorees, poems and songs, or you may pass if you would like. Okay, I would like to start with Loretta.
Okay, I guess I'll sing because I didn't get any reading assignment together.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Sweet Spirit, Sweet Spirit. over this place. Take over this place. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Take over this place. Take over this place, mighty Spirit, mighty Spirit. Take over this place, take over this place, healing Spirit, healing Spirit. Take over this place. Take over this place, sweet Spirit, Holy Spirit, take over this place. Amen, amen.
Amen. Amen. Great Holy Spirit. Thank you.
Thank you for that, Loretta.
Yeah. Yeah.
Daniel, would you like to go next?
Amen, amen.
Amen, I'm looking forward.
Do you want me to come back to you?
I can't smile because I'm weeping.
That's a red and white you do to him.
Oh, God working on him, honey.
Daniel, are you talking?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm trying to see my script.
You sure you don't want me to come back?
No, I want to get mine over.
Well, hurry up.
I'm trying.
Yeah, you can't get it over till you get it started.
I'm trying to finish. Okay. every generation, God will rise up and God, in every generation, God will rise up a righteous Ephesians 2, opposite of the wicked Abba, Elijah. Hold on, let me wait up. Let me run that back. In every generation, God will rise up a righteous Elijah to oppose the wicked Elijah. Elijah called upon God to rain fear from heaven. They resort. The overlookers believe on the truth on the one true God. The overlookers believe on one true God. They tell them places. Oh, hold on. Let me do this again, though. I'm messing this up. Oh, give me a minute. In every generation, God will rise up a righteous Elijah to oppose a wicked Abba. Elijah called upon God. Rain to form heaven as a resort to unlookers believe on the truth. Bless the truth of God. They fell on their faces. They declare him a one. They declare him one in sin, living God. Amen.
Amen. Every generation in Elisha. Amen.
Lord.
Thank you for that, Daniel. Thank you very much. All right. Auntie Marie, would you like to share anything with us this evening?
I'm past.
Okay. Auntie Dot?
Yep.
Off mute. Hold on. I'm sorry, Auntie Dodd, would you like to say anything?
No, I can't.
Okay. Mother?
Yeah, I'm going to read Proverbs 31:10-31, which said, wisdom for living. Proverbs 31 talks about a woman who is a worthy wife. Her worth is proclaimed by her children, who arise and call her blessed. Her husband thinks she is the best. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. This woman's life demonstrated her worthy character of her children, her spouse, and the community. She is industrious, kind, thrifty, given, and always uses her God-given resources wisely. She has strength and dignity. She mentors her children and provides them with a stable environment. As a positive force in her community, she assimilates the economics, provides for the needy, and teaches wisdom. An old saying in the African American community states, if you make one step, God will make two. Motivated by her renewal, awe, and respect for the Lord, the woman of Proverbs 31 takes many steps to serve others because of her faithfulness. Her shoes are multiplied until her value is far more than ruby. What held for the woman of Proverbs 31 also held for our ancestors, surely it would be for us too. The simple faith we inherit from our ancestors taught us to be responsible and give something back to the community. It taught us that a life offered in service to others will be cherished and remembered. The modern gospel songs sum up well the message of Proverbs 31. May the work I done speak for me. And the prayer said, gracious God, anchor my soul in honest faithfulness to spouse, family members, and the proper use of my talent and resource. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that, Mother. Auntie Jen.
Okay, I would like to share concerning the blood, what the Spirit is speaking to my spirit, and I'd like to share is that there is power in the blood. There is wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Exodus 12:13, and the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be up on you, destroy you, when I smite the land of Egypt. And the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when he see the blood upon the lintel, upon the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door, and he will not suffer the destroyer to come into your houses. And what the Lord is saying to us, don't forget the blood. The power is still in the blood. And the way we apply it is simply by saying it in faith and believing. Amen.
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 Thank you, Auntie James. Pops, would you like to share? Pops? Would you like to share anything?
Okay.
Okay, I can read a few places from Revelation and from Matthew. And it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him here, he appeared a second time without sin unto salvation. And I saw a great white throne, in him
that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and thou wilt find no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the book according to thy words. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to thy words. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord. Hey, thank you for that, Pops. Hey, have a mission, anyone. This is just on my heart. From... Go ahead, Dan.
I just wanted to... This song ain't documented yet, okay? God too good to me. God been good to me, and I didn't know God was good to me. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Good. Yeah.
Okay, well, that concludes our program for tonight. In reference to sharing what's on our heart, we'd like to move to the closing responsive reading. And the way that we wrote this, we would like for one person to read the bold print and the other person to read the italic print. So I would like to see if Mom and Pop would like to try that for us to give everyone an example of how it goes. On the closing response of reading on Matthew 6:9, would you and Pop read that together for us?
Okay.
Maybe one of you read the dark print and the other one read the italic.
Okay.
Matthew 6:9. Yes, then you should pray.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, and we also have forgiven our debtors.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.
Amen.
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 Praise you.
Okay, thanks, Mom and Pop, for the closing response greeting. And I would like to do this closing prayer. If you all please bow your heads. Father God, we praise your holy name, and we thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for your grace and mercy. Father God, we know you are holy, and we know you are not like anyone or anything else. You are the only one that deserves our worship. So, Lord, just be with all of us this week as we go about our busy schedules, and just give us the strength to persevere in our daily lives and just continue to love one another. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
This to our God.
Praise God. Okay, everyone have a blessed week.
All right, you so-so.
All
you
right.
Likewise. Okay.
Love everybody.
Good night. Love you.
Love you too.
All right.
Good night.
Love everyone. Good night. Have a blessed week.
Thank
all
you.
Right.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
Good night.
Good night.